The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kei te whakarongo mai koe ki ngā hou o Murihiku. E irirangi o Murihiku iwa tukau mā ono irawha. I'm your host Tom Awana and welcome to another show, another broadcast, another episode, another Sounds of Southland right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. Now, some things to talk about. I hooked my mum up with some pretty cool things, and we're going to talk about that just a little bit later on. We've got some cool new kit. I'll probably talk about the dog. I'll probably talk about some other bits and pieces. And even though I've got some new kit to talk about, I'm probably going to have to talk about some of the things I need to fix already. Anyway, didn't really get up to any gigs over the last few weeks. Now, last night, though, on Channel 1, there was something I wanted to watch. And, well, I just couldn't be bothered. But it was all about headphones and the way we're perceiving things, how sound is working. And it was actually meant to be a pretty good show. But I just didn't make it round to watching it. I think I'll look into maybe, just maybe, see if I can find it on one of those, you know, watch it later on things. Ah, TVNZ on demand. Anyway, so yeah, this is the Sounds of Southland, and we love showcasing Southland music. There has been some other pretty cool things happening around Murihiku lately. Last week, Simon Thompson was playing at the anniversary of Invercargill Central. That was pretty cool. The winner of Gold Guitars, she was doing a show. Well, she is doing a show. It's one of those private lounge session type shows. Get in and check those things out whenever you can. You can follow the Invercargill events pages. There are Gore events pages. There are district events pages. Get in there and check those out when you can. Let's get into some music, however. Let's start off with a little... Well, I'm feeling like a little bit, I want something a little bit harder than the normal stuff. I really feel like I should be listening to just a little bit from I'm thinking a little bit of Club Pantherclaw. Now, why am I thinking Club Pantherclaw? Well, one of my favourite soundies here in Southland is moving away. Moving away to better weather. How can we complain about that? Better weather. And there is a lot of that further north from here, which is where this good friend of mine is heading. He will be missed because he does some pretty great things, like guitar for a few bands that we play here on the Sounds of Southland, or drums. In fact, he is an incredible soundie and a really good human being. So, Mr. TB, you will be missed. And so I'm going to play a little bit of Club Pantherclaw. This is Two Shots right here on the Sounds of Southland, Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
The sounds of Southland right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. Tune in here Tuesdays at 8 p.m. or Thursdays at 2 p.m. or download the podcast from radiosouthland.org.nz.
Through it, dead end where I find you. Your head
The Flow, brought to us by Cornerstone, right here on the sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM. Now, there's some cool things coming up to look forward to. Keep an eye out on the Bluff Drama Club. Yes, keep an eye out for them, because they've got something amazing coming up. I actually don't know the name of the show yet, but the beautiful and stunning and talented Olivia has jumped on board with the Bluff Drama Club. Yep. As a soundie. She is now the one that presses the play button. She presses the music button. She presses the sound effects. She is the one behind the scenes pulling it all together. Very good backbone. She is also in charge of bringing the lollies to practices, as well as the show nights, of course. Now, the lollies are a very important part of the Bluff Drama Club, because they do come along and, the entertainers get there, they get there early and they're walking around and they will just sneak down just for a quick sample of a lolly to keep their levels up, because that is what needed. That sugar content helps to keep them firing on all cylinders so that they can perform their best for you. Keep an eye out for tickets. Definitely get in touch with the Bluff Drama Club and get in quick, because their tickets do sell out. Now, they have four or five nights of shows and they do sell out every night, which is absolutely amazing. Hey, also, check it out. Go and have a look at the Southland Musicians Club Facebook page, or, in fact, check out the Music South and Friends page, because something amazing is coming up. Now, I have heard snippets of the Neil Diamond tribute show, a hot August night. Now, there is a group of musicians that are getting together for this hot August night to do a great, great show. In fact, two nights of awesome. Get in, check it out. You can do that by checking out their Facebook page, Music South. You'll find some promotional material there, or check out the Southland Musicians Club page itself, because it will be on there too. Heck, if you'd like to find out more information, just flick me a message on the old book face. If you can find me, that is Tom Awana. Can you find Mr. Tom Awana, Mr. Tom Awana? I am not sure anymore. I'll have to have a Google myself. Anyway, let's get into some more music. This is Kayla Mann with Love's Got a Witness, right here on the sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM.
Recognize those eyes when you're looking back at him, wearing that shade of red on your skin when he starts leaning in. Hearts are made for falling, and girl, you're going all in. Hear the change of your voice when you pick up his call. Got a smile on your lips even when you talk. Hearts are made for falling, and I see you falling all in. I know this spark. You're saying his name, and when he walks in the room, you light up like a flame. Well, I've been there myself. It ain't like nothing else, and there just ain't no doubt. I know the spark, it can start a fire as wild. Wild hearts burn
If you can hear this, imagine people could hear you. At Radio Southland, making radio is easy, and we'd love to have you give it a try. If you're part of a group that needs to tell people about what you're doing, if you have philosophies or a point of view that you'd like to share, or you've just always wanted to share your favourite songs, talk to us, and soon you could be talking to our listeners. Give me a call. I'm Darren Ludlow, Station Manager at Radio Southland. We're in the White Pages, Google, Facebook, and online at radiosouthland.org.nz. Find your voice with Radio Southland.
Daddy was a big man, filled the room with his presence. You always knew where you stood sometimes, better off to keep your distance. He might strike you down with a whiskey punch, blood in your mouth, while giving you a lesson. Daddy worked real hard every day in a factory making axes. Brought home his pay to feed five kids, a wife and a mistress. But in a bar just south of Memphis, in a fight between a bullet and his head, Daddy left us. Stop or go? Yes or no? This world won't give you anything but a whole lot of heartbreak and hard choices. Stop or go? And songs I hoped would be my ticket. And I played all kinds of places, dirty stages to broken strangers, drowning in their beer. Many years went by, I met a man who came to see me play. He heard my voice on the radio, said he couldn't stay away. I was taken, I was shaken by his love for me, his honesty. We were on our way. Stop or go? Yes or no? This world won't give you anything but a whole lot of heartbreak and hard choices. Stop or go? Yes or no? Yours to make, and every choice I've had to face has led me where I am today. The hardest lesson was given by my father. You'd think after a while they'd get easier to make, but you never said it just keeps getting harder. This world won't give you anything but a whole lot of heartbreak and hard choices. Stop or go? Yes or no? The choice is yours to make. The choice is yours to make. The choice. Yours to me.
The sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM. That was Kylie Harris with Stop or Go. I'm Tom Awana. Well, what have we got going on coming up? Don't forget, there is the Saints Men's Choir coming up. I believe it is the 6th of September. One of the coolest fundraisers that are out there. Get in and check that out if you get the chance to as well. Because, I mean, it is a lot of fun and it is so good. Now, I was going to talk about some of the cool things that are brought over the weekend to help the old lady out. Why not talk about it now? Okay. So, one of the things is she's got this thing that goes around her neck that has got a little condenser microphone in it. When you buy this thing, and I mean, it's not cheap. It's like $1,200 for a microphone that goes around your neck. Now, she brought one of these years and years and years ago, and it still works. But, well, I haven't been around as much as I should have been, and I should have noticed that it had the worst headphones ever attached to it. And so I was like, okay, we'll try these ones that I've got at home. So at home, I've got the ATM50Xs. Beautiful headphone, really good for mixing, really good for live sound, just a really good all-round studio headphone. And you do see these in a lot of video clips these days too, from all sorts of social media people to professional musicians. So very, very cool, right? So I had some of these and I plugged them into Mum's thing. And I tell you what, so let's put this on a scale. Now, on a scale, you'll see a 1 at the low volume end and a 10 at the high volume end. With these cheap little 80s style over-ear headphones, well, on-ear headphones, the volume was always at 10. So what happens when the microphone is introduced to the speaker within a meter range? Well, the worst feedback you'd ever hear. But, you know, the old lady's deaf, so she never hears the feedback, but I tell you what, everyone around her does. I mean, everyone around her. Our poor puppy is going, oh, my ears, turn it off, turn it off. And it is just screaming like anything. Anyway, on the scale of 1 to 10. So for these little headphones, it was always up at that 10. We put in the MTX50s, or the M50Xs, sorry. And the volume is now on 2 or 3. So what a huge difference that's made already. Not only has it pulled down the amount of volume needed because it is cleaner, clearer, and it's over-ear headphones, so it is containing it a lot more, but it is also keeping it a lot closer in. And that means, you know, less feedback. Now, these over-ear headphones that she did have, they did cause quite a bit of feedback because there wasn't much sealing them off. However, with the M50Xs, there is a nice cup that goes over your ears and it makes a rather big difference. Now, she is just keeping it on that low volume of 2 or 3, and we're not having to push it all the way to the top. So that's also another savings of less charging time and longer battery life because the device isn't working as hard. Also, did I mention that it sounds so much better? And I mean, it is a lot better. Before, it was tinny. I mean, you've listened to 80s headphones that are worse now than ever before. Well, it was those types of ones, and they were just so thin and unnatural and pitchy and gritty and high at that 6K mark. They just weren't good at all. But now the M50's nice, even frequency response, beautiful, crisp, low-end stuff. So if she is listening to this device and there is music playing in the background, it's not going to sound awful like you're listening to it from a cell phone speaker. It's going to sound crisp and clean. And it actually does. Absolutely beautiful piece of kit. Anyway, we brought one more piece of kit over the weekend as well, and I'm going to tell you all about after these next tracks. This is Joe the Ho right here on the Sounds of Southland, Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. Take it away, left or right. For a big surprise,
she would disappear. Suspicions high from all the lies, everything she feared. So he went to town, amazed by what he saw. She was looking up with another slug from me. So I guess that you could say that that was that. The gift is cool and he's not the fool. He had smelt the rat. Time after time, you gotta keep those birds away. You can't let yourself believe a word they said. They try and milk you for every cent to your name. They'll only be by your side while you're in the game. Bop.
If you can hear this, imagine people could hear you. At Radio Southland, making radio is easy, and we'd love to have you give it a try. If you're part of a group that needs to tell people about what you're doing, if you have philosophies or a point of view that you'd like to share, or you've just always wanted to share your favourite songs, talk to us, and soon you could be talking to our listeners. Give me a call. I'm Darren Ludlow, Station Manager at Radio Southland. We're in the White Pages, Google, Facebook, and online at radiosouthland.org.nz. Find your voice with Radio Southland.
I would have stayed with you until the end of time. Is when I look back and read up between the lines that you were only having me for a feel-good lie. Man, I had to be that guy, yeah. I had to go through the struggle of keeping you alive. Balance my everyday on the edge of a knife. Couldn't even tell me the words, but if I ride to leave me alone in the dark of the night.
Underwater through the light, there's a darkness deep in. When the one thing that feels right, it's the drawing in the night.
The last months I woke up every day in pain. Couldn't get her to go away, you had moved on, but I stayed the same. Depression told me to end my life, saying it would be okay. Yeah, I almost listened, I almost did it. Mom might have never seen the sun again, a sad picture. An empty seat at the table for dinner, gone forever. I long for better, I should have never been wasting my time with people who didn't want mine. Lying about smiling these days to get by. Living on these bars in every line seems to be the only way to get a high, yeah. But lately, I've been underwater breaking. New emotions daily, I feel like I'm fading. Going crazy, every day feeling weighty. Too heavy to be safely at peace.
Underwater through the light, there's a darkness deep in life. When the one thing that feels right, it's the drought.
The sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM, and that was Moosey with the track Underwater featuring Tom Awana and Lachlan Hickford. Very cool track too. Moosey now is creating some big, massive stuff. Well, a lot bigger than I ever thought, and it's been amazing to watch his journey. Check it out if you can. He is touring somewhere around the world, not the country, the world. Now, we've got some great songs and some great things, and we love to support local Southland musicians. And we've got a good one coming up very soon. Anyway, so we were out buying some stuff to make things a little bit easier for the old lady. Now, for years, we've always had these RF headphones that you could plug into your TV or devices and use them anywhere around the house. Well, now they've made them with Bluetooth, slightly better. Now, the big brands are getting on it, even better again. So what do I want one of these for? Well, when we would come home from work, Mum would have the studio monitors up so loud and have their little microphone device cranking to bits, and she couldn't really hear them. So imagine this wall of noise when you got home. Yep, it's lucky that our puppy's got big ears that cover his ear holes so he can't hear a thing anyway. But we've got these studio monitors and they're up loud and everything else is up loud. And so we come home after a big day at Mahi and we're like, well, Either we have to go and put our earplugs in, or we got to find a solution. So I went hunting for a solution. Now, we went into a few different stores. In fact, well, we only went into one store after looking around online. And they had two options in this particular store. So we went in there and I was like, cool, cool, cool. Have a wee look-see, have a wee look-see. They've only got one brand, but two models. Now, the brand I love because it is my favorite microphones, the Sennheiser E945s. And now we've got some Sennheiser Bluetoothy headphoney thingamabobbies, a transmitter. So what that does is it takes the signal from my audio devices, which is going through my internal mixer on my mix rack for the computer. This means I can, you know, record multiple channels, blah, 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 blah. All the audio from inside the computer, like, you know, your streaming services, everything like that. Well, it plays back through this device, which makes it even better. So what we've got now is a full rig where mum can walk up to the transmitter. And we've tried to make it as simple as possible. I would have loved to have had a analog switch, one that you could actually feel slide up and down for on and off, but they don't really have those. You know, it's too old, apparently. But that doesn't mean I can't attack these, you know, what are they, $700? $700 headphones and with a skill saw or something like that, and put my own switch in so that it's just got this physical on off rather than the push button, press and hold on, because it is a tiny little button. So what have we done to fix that problem? Well, the blind people, they give out these little orange dots, right? And these orange dots, they can stick onto all anything, and they raise it up, make it a big bumpy thing so you actually know where you're pressing. It's kind of a color that you can see. So we're just going to get one of those and slap it on that button. Press and hold for 3 seconds. Mum can do that. She can also see a shadow of the green light coming up from when they turn on. Easy. So what we've done is that's all connected through the rig. Basically, I get up in the morning, and when I go to work, I put on whatever it is mum wants. So it could be Channel 1, it could be the J-Dub website, it could be BBC World News. And then when mum wakes up, she just comes out, picks up those headphones, turns them on, and voila! Sound in her ears without waking up the whole neighborhood. How cool, right? Absolutely awesome. And it does. It made a huge difference. Not only did it make a difference to mum, because now she's got this direct sound going straight into her ear holes, even though only one ear works. So, I mean, I could have brought, you know, half the headphones. But, you know, she's got these headphones going in. And again, it's all about that clarity that you're listening to. No bass boosts. We don't want stuff like that. This fake surround, we don't want stuff like that either. We just want a crisp, clear signal. And that's what we've got with a slight bit of... and these things have a fantastic frequency response. I was listening to some mixes earlier through them, and I'll tell you what, I will probably use them to mix with some more because they are pretty clean and pretty clear. And for the price that we paid, well, so they were about $700 on the shelf. They were the only one in stock, and it was a Rebox. It just, I mean, the box was slightly damaged. That was it. Everything was still packaged up. $350. I know. And while I was in the store, I go, hey, do you guys price match? And they go, yes, we do. Wow. And then I pulled out my phone, looked up PB Tech and a few other stores and the listening post. I'm like, right, these M50Xs, they are for sale everywhere else at the moment for this price this week. Can you price match? And they're like, well, we'll do it for $250. I'm like, deal. I should have brought more than one pair. $250 for a pair of MTX50s. Great deal. Great, great deal. I might go back and get the Marshalls, though, just because they look cool, and they were actually really cool-sounding ones, too. Anyway, I'm Tom Awana. This is the Sounds of Southland on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM, and this is Pipe Words. It's April Sun in Cuba, right here on the Sounds of Southland, Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
Stay, but I got to
If you can hear this, imagine people could hear you. At Radio Southland, making radio is easy, and we'd love to have you give it a try. If you're part of a group that needs to tell people about what you're doing, if you have philosophies or a point of view that you'd like to share, or you've just always wanted to share your favourite songs, talk to us, and soon you could be talking to our listeners. Give me a call. I'm Darren Ludlow, Station Manager at Radio Southland. We're in the White Pages, Google, Facebook, and online at radiosouthland.org.nz. Find your voice with Radio Southland.
Sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM. I'm your host, Tom Moana. That was Pretty Wicked Head and the Desperate Men with a bonus track called, what was it called? Little Lap Dog. We've got one last track for you to end out the show. It is Pinky and We Breathe. But first, thanks for coming along. Thanks for being part of the show. If you'd like to hear more shows just like this one, have a look at accessmedia.nz or even better, radiosouthland.org.nz. If you'd like to have a go at making your own radio show, definitely do. Give admin an email, admin@radiosouthland.org.nz. But for now, this is Pinky and We Breathe. I'm Tom Moana. See you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week. Not the man I thought I would be. This man that I've become. I'm not the man you wished you could see standing here with me. The days are long. Here in this life, I dreamed of what might have been. Hold on to your life. There's so much you can do. Love at first sight, hold your love tight, 'cause here at the end, it's all been pretend. Hold on to your life. Hold on.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.